Test 63, Section 3, Question 25. Here we have a parallel flaw question, and we always want to start those with our conclusion trick and then kind of work our way backwards. So it says, therefore, each person should be taxed solely in proportion to his or her income. So tax should be related solely to income. So A says, therefore, cars should be taxed only in their proportion to accelerate quickly. It's similar enough. It's saying A should be related proportionally only to B. Therefore, those scoring above high school level should be granted complete autonomy. That's not really the same, because it's not saying there's a sliding scale proportional to something else. C, therefore, a just tax would require corporations to pay a greater share than individuals. But still, it's not saying that there should be a sliding scale that's proportional. So I don't like C as well as A. And then, therefore, we as a society should place high taxes on activities that confer large benefits. Still not really giving us that sliding scale issue. And then, therefore, we need to ensure that the most seriously ill are given the highest priority. That's still just giving us a point, not a sliding scale. And so if I were picking here, I'd pick A and then move on and come back to it. Now, when I came back, I would check to make sure it's got the same flaw. So it says a just system would require each person's contribution to correspond directly to the amount the society as a whole contributes to serve that person's interests. So your taxes should reflect how much society is benefiting you. For purposes of taxation, wealth is the most objective way to determine how well the society has served the interests of the individual. So wealth is what is going to help determine how well it served you. Therefore, each person should be taxed solely in proportion to his or her income. Now, here you have to catch the flaw. They jump from wealth to income. And wealth and income are not necessarily the same thing. Wealth could be what you've already accumulated, whereas income is the change. It's how much you've brought in. So that's where the flaw comes in. So now we look to see if A does something similar. Cars should be taxed in proportion to the danger that they pose. Okay, so tax should be related to the danger. The most reliable measure of this danger is the speed with which a car can travel. So it's speed. Therefore, cars should be taxed only in proportion to their ability to accelerate quickly. And that has the same flaw. It's going from speed to acceleration. And acceleration is rate of change of speed, just like income is rate of change of wealth. And so you have the same flaw. So A does end up being a great match. And we wouldn't need to look at the others because they didn't have similar conclusions, and so they're already not going to be similar. So A is what we take there.